Suck my father's penis. Suck my father's penis.
Suck on his penis.
We got it going earlier. I can't remember how it went, but it's the Mario going into a cave music.
Suck my father's penis.
Yeah. Sucking on his dick and his asshole until he comes in my mouth and my ass.
Yeah, it was good, man. When we hit it, we had lightning in the motherfucking bottle.
Yeah, people don't know that we're singer-songwriters, dude. Mm-hmm. I'm like John Lennon.
Yeah. I'm more of a James Taylor.
My dick hurts.
Yeah, dude, you keep rubbing your cock.
It hurts.
In a suggestive but medical way.
Yeah.
Like, I can clearly see the outline of your cock every time you do it.
Yeah.
But you're in pain.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of hard for me to see the outline, but just because it's so small.
Okay. It's too black for you.
Yeah,
that's like a fun character that like the black guy with like a really small black dick. Oh. And the girl's like, I can't feel it. He's like, maybe it's too dark.
That's so true.
You can't see it. It's too dark.
Yeah. It's too dark, you fucking white bitch.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's no, how that bit's small. Okay. Is
no, it's really small.
He's fucking a white lady. That's what makes it okay to make that joke.
Suck my father's penis.
Yeah, fucking, you know, someone got mad. They posted that Ty Bo clip, and they're like, here's the host of Cumtown doing AAVE for 3 minutes. They're like, this is literally a minstrel show. Why can't we get socialists to disavow this? And it's like,
they think that retarded people
are black.
Whoa. Yeah. Guess what, motherfuckers? You're the offensive ones.
Yeah.
We're regular level offensive talking like retarded people.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Fine. But the fact that you think.
Well, how about you combine the two of them? You know what I'm saying?
Great. Yeah.
That's pimp, yeah, a pimp named Cookies. That's me. I'm a pimp named Cookies. I was eating cookies. I got Down syndrome, but that don't stop me from getting Down syndrome. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. Yeah, dude. A pimp named
Cookies. Well, so think.
They're the little Keebler ones, too, with the M&Ms.
It's DDOWNS. The double D stands for an extra dose of damn chromosomes, baby.
Oh, so thank you to at Stalin didn't do anything wrong for a great suggestion. Black retard character.
Thank you for comedy professor guy with statue in his avatar. That's how you know somebody's going to be chill as shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A picture of some young Lennon.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Fucking nerds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you see Paul McCartney was marching in that march for John Lennon?
Oh, because he's a victim of gun violence?
He got shot.
Maybe John Lennon shouldn't have said that he was bigger than Jesus. I mean, you know, I've never, ever had a problem with John Lennon being murdered. I mean, he deserved it 100%.
Yep. Yeah, he disrespected our Lord and Savior.
The hubris of that. No, I mean, obviously Jesus isn't real. But to say that you're more famous than Jesus,
it's just
you should be murdered. Yeah, for that. I mean, no one's allowed to be that fucking arrogant. I mean, also you're not
right.
You think you're like anybody that thinks they're bigger. Anybody that thinks they're Jesus should be killed. Probably
they think they're the Messiah
or something. Yeah, just in case. Mm-hmm. But to be some lunatic that's like, well, if a submarine was a different color, and then you think you're a fucking
hey,
god.
Man, hey man, hello. Ringo
actually,
wrote
that was a Ringo
one.
Song. Yeah, I was gonna say that was the one time they let Ringo write a song.
Maybe they should have killed Ringo.
I think so.
Yeah. He's still alive.
You know, they're vegan.
Yeah, I saw that. There's like a PETA tweet that the two Beatles that are alive are vegan, as if John Lennon got shot because he ate.
What happened to George Harrison? A guy shot him too?
He got cancer.
Oh, did he?
I think, yeah.
Didn't some guy break into his house or something?
I
remember this from a Family Guy
like
thing.
That, yeah.
I don't know what actually happened, but there was like a joke on Family Guy that implied it.
Yeah, he was the spiritual one. Mm-hmm. He was really into Hare Krishna or whatever.
Oh,
yeah.
You guys watching that Netflix
about Bingo Star, and he's a dog.
Oh,
that's good. He's like,
and he's retarded.
And guess what?
Is there anybody that says that Cumtown doesn't do any bits for children? You know what's great? It's like, I'll probably be able to transition into children's entertainment.
You think so?
Yeah, after the Dan Schneider thing, you know, I mean, it's like, It's really, yeah. As long as you don't fuck
free Dan.
The kids.
Congrats, Nick.
Yeah, free Dan.
Free
Schneider.
My man Schneider.
He got $7 million. He got $7 million to leave Nickelodeon.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, so he got a child rape bonus.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ. That guy is just. I mean,
he's the goat.
It's like you. Like, imagine what a fat Jewish child molester looks like.
Yeah.
Like, this is exactly...
I don't think he's Jewish.
Schneider?
Yeah, that's just German.
Yeah, it really? Could be. It could be either or.
Yeah, it's like how Mayer isn't always, you know... Or Meyer isn't always Jewish.
Mm-hmm. Well, either way, he looks horrible and disgusting, and...
Let's just say he's Jewish. I'll let you say
I mean, culturally, yes, obviously.
Yeah,
he controls the entertainment industry, and he rapes children. The man himself is not Jewish by chance.
Yeah, he doesn't need a fucking yarmulke when he's got those two.
Well, congrats, Nick. You did
it. Yeah, you did it, man.
That 3-week period where you didn't sleep, it was worth it.
Somebody stabbed Corey Feldman in his car.
Well,
yesterday.
Then that was your fault, too.
I'm telling you, man. Like, it's Pizzagate is real.
You think Feldman's a rapist, too?
No, he was a victim.
No, he was a victim, but I'm sure he also diddled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to get
his mind off it.
A taste of the return to the scene of the crime.
That's the cycle of violence.
Yeah.
Sex violence.
A history of violence.
Yeah.
Which I need to rewatch.
I want to watch it again, too.
With Nego Mortensen.
Yeah.
black Nego.
I actually rewatched it. It was good.
It's sick.
We talked about it.
David Cronenberg.
He's eating pussy big time in it. That's what I like.
Yeah, he rapes his wife?
No, he does not. Well, sort of, yeah. It's weird. But she's into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's usually how sex for me goes.
Yeah.
You catch him, you know, and they don't like it at first.
Like a fish. Like a fish,
yeah,
flopping around,
and
fucking...
they accept their fate.
Yeah. Get ready to be fucking grilled that evening.
Yeah,
and they're like, "Let's make the best of this."
I was saying on the stage the other night, it's like I feel like I'm sort of like a groundhog because of all the Me Too shit. I'm like a groundhog, like just poking his head out of the ground, like rape joke. You know? Go back in, maybe. You know? See what I can get away with in my shadow.
Like go back into your hole.
Rapes a tiny Phil.
Yeah.
That's who you are, dude.
Sucks a tiny Phil.
Sucks a tiny prick.
Something like that. You remember that video of the groundhog biting that mare in the ear?
Yeah.
That was a great video.
Yeah,
didn't he
cool.
toss that guy? And didn't they kill the groundhog for that?
Puxatawny Phil?
They killed the groundhog.
The mayor just took a gun out. I was like, you don't fucking bite me, motherfucker. And just shot him point blank.
Smashed his head in with a little ball peen hammer.
I think it's fucked up that there's a Staten Island Chuck and he doesn't get more pub.
What is that?
Staten Island Chuck is a groundhog.
Oh, he also does the
like
shadow
a minor
thing?
League, yeah, minor league groundhog.
Oh, a Staten Island version.
Yeah, Staten Island
That's
Chuck.
That's cool.
Did you guys know that?
What? There's a minor league
Staten groundhog. Island Chuck is a competitor to Puxatawny Phil.
Really?
Yeah.
But he's no one hears about
he's
him.
He's a general contractor.
That's the rape joke.
Yeah.
It already exists.
Yeah, if he says the N-word, then there's 6 more months of winter or something.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I like a nice Staten Island rodent.
Mm-hmm.
About you know? Spatzen Island. Everybody's got spats. Dude,
spats?
They're like a dumb type of shoe from the 20s.
Oh.
I
don't know that.
You know those like shoes that are like white on top?
Like a bowling shoe?
Here, hold on. No, it might
like
be
like creepers?
It might be
Is
a
that
thing
what you're talking about?
No, it might be a thing that goes over like a regular shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Like a shoe guard?
No, I'm just going to pull them up because you'll recognize them immediately. Those are spats.
Oh,
like
the
Donald Duck
shoes. I thought
shoes.
Those were creepers.
Isn't
that what like rockabilly people wear?
No,
they wear creepers, but those are like platform.
But they're like platform versions of that.
Yeah, they're a little different.
Hmm.
Well, anyways, it's a cloth gaiter that goes over the top of the shoe.
Interesting. You know what kind of arcane footwear I like is the...
I was at the stand and Aaron nice. Berg's like Aaron was like, "You think I could pull off Tim's?" And it's like, "Yeah, everyone can wear Tim's.
Yeah,
you know, they're
boots.
Fine." He's like, "Huh, really?" And we're like, "Yeah." And then he like shows his phone and he's like, "Got they're like Spats Tim's." I'm like, "Well, no, not those. Obviously,
you can't go
around looking like Goofy."
Yeah, you think I can pull off? You think I pull off a suit? And it's like, yeah, sure. And he just like, is the ass
it's
is cut
king.
Out of the suit.
It's the Riddler suit.
Yeah. It seems nice. Assless chaps seem like they would be very breathable, you know? By the way, I bought overalls.
Assless overalls.
Nice. Yeah. No, not assless, just a
How
little.
How about hole. Overballs? I mean, overalls are technically overballs.
Overballs. No, I like the idea that overballs.
You just think overalls are called overballs? People are like, why are you calling them? It's because it goes over your balls. They're like, yeah, but it goes over everything.
No, I want a little.
They're like, no, you can see my arms, motherfucker. Stupid
true.
Idiot.
That's true.
It's not overall. It's definitely over balls. They're more over balls than they are overalls.
That's true. They're completely over balls.
Yeah. And that's the show. That's the like, bit that we get.
No, I like Good the night. Idea that it's a little overall and your cock is out where the neck is, where the head is.
It just covers,
your balls.
Yeah. That's cool. Like a nice little hammock.
Yeah, for the balls.
I like that.
That'd be
what
cool.
kind of overalls?
Or actually,
you
your balls are coming out of the bottom like feet.
Did you get seersucker overalls?
No.
Or like denim?
How do you fuck?
Like Oshkosh Bagosh, like train conductor.
Yeah, like baby overalls?
Yeah, that's what I want.
No, I didn't, but I should.
I saw a picture of Andre 3000 wearing those, and I was like, wow, that's cool now.
Seersucker overalls?
Yeah.
I used to have them as a baby.
Yeah, me too.
I got a cute-ass picture of me in those and then also in a little sailor outfit.
Yeah, I was like draped in Oshkosh Bagosh.
Oh, yeah, that was the shit, dude.
Yeah.
I remember that was the first brand I wanted.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was the first brand I knew. It was like cool-ass babies because they would advertise on like Saturday morning cartoons and shit.
Apparently, I used to throw tantrums when we were at the mall to go to Gymboree.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They had a ball pit. And so I wanted to play in the ball pit.
Mm.
You're very tantrum. You get to give off tantrum vibes.
I wasn't tantrum. I was a runner, actually.
Yeah, you were tipped.
I would run away in public.
You're like, I want to play with the girl doll. Your dad's like, not again. You've had your 2 hours today to play with the girl toys. Please, just for 5 seconds, play with the truck. You like touch it and start crying. Like, it feels so wrong. I just want to shove the Easy Bake Oven into my pussy. You don't have
it's
a
your
pussy.
Ass. For the last time, it's your ass.
Call it your asshole.
As a 3-year-old, Adam called his ass his pussy.
It's my boy pussy. My boy putty.
I have to go poo poo out of my putty, mommy.
I have to push a dick out of my
a shit
pussy.
Dick out of my pussy, mommy.
They're called turds.
It's so awesome. They're called turds.
Yeah, hell that's yeah, what happened dude. To
you. Yeah, that's true.
That was your life. At the Gymboree.
I never stepped foot in a damn Gymboree.
I don't even know what a Gymboree is.
It was a kid's
an Oshkosh Bagosh competitor.
Bagosh, yeah. They had like a play place in it, so it was like fun.
You got a play place in you.
Mm-hmm. What's that? Your I don't heart. Get it. My what?
Your heart and your mind.
The imagination in your mind.
Beautiful imagination.
I can be anywhere I want.
You got a play place every time you open a book, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got a PlayStation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What's that?
I don't need a fucking
your dick and balls.
Literally a PlayStation.
Oh, no, yeah.
It's a PlayStation 4.
I have a GameCube.
I have those ads for PlayStation 2 that was like the PlayStation 9. It was like a ball, like some like gelatin ball that went into your skin.
Yeah, I remember that.
No,
yeah.
I don't remember.
I
that.
Remember thinking that was such a cool ad.
Yeah.
Damn.
When the PS2 was coming out, they had like this ad for the PlayStation 9.
Oh, like in the way in
yeah,
the
it was like in the future. Yeah, and it's just like some ball that you hold and it like transports you. Into
and it's like some VR shit. Yeah.
Damn. And then there's only been 2 more PlayStations since then.
Yeah. And they look exactly the same.
They look exactly the same. The graphics are a little bit better.
Yeah.
And like they cost, the difference is now it costs like $1,000.
Right.
To get all the shit.
Yeah. Although I got to say, man, I played a little
VR?
Vice City. Recently, it looks like shit compared to,
yeah,
the new,
of course.
To the new one.
Yeah.
But was that PS1?
Did you no, it was PS2. Did
that
you
was
play
PS2.
The, did you play the Vice City HD like re-release?
No.
No, it looks just as bad.
Oh, damn.
But you could download it on the PlayStation Store.
Oh, yeah, that's probably what I have then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like shit.
Yeah, I got the BioShock HD remake. It looks okay.
Yeah.
But
I just remember how fucking much my cock got blown out when I saw how
the strippers
Madden, how the looked on PS2.
Yeah.
Shit was wild, dude. That was a wild time.
Yeah, I thought it was incredible.
But that's the biggest jump we've made video game-wise from PS1 to PS2. and from like N64 to GameCube.
PS1 was like,
as the hardware gets older, the developers get better at like making things look better.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So games will continue to look better on like PlayStation 4. So by the time that like they are done with PlayStation 4, it'll probably look pretty sick.
What about Dolphin? Remember, there's something always everyone kept saying Dolphin, something called Dolphin was going to come out.
I think that turned into the Wii.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Nintendo Dolphin.
Or maybe it was the GameCube.
Everyone was waiting for fucking Nintendo to come drop the big ones. Because they had us as children and then just let Xbox and fucking PS take over.
Did
dude.
Switch yeah. do well? Has it done well?
I think so. I don't want to play that shit, though, because it's, I don't know.
You could do it on the train, though. You can, like, take it with you.
I don't want to do it. I don't know. Something about it doesn't look
Amber funny. Has one.
It looks too big.
Nah, yeah, it's she plays it portable, but, like, you can plug it into the TV.
You can get one of those Supreme cross-body bags.
The thing is, it's
be
like
a real hype video piece
games,
for your Switch.
Video games got good enough where it's like, I only need one video game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, when I played Modern Warfare 2, it was like, I don't need to play anything else. And I would just sit there playing Modern Warfare 2 all day long for, like, 7 hours.
Well, because you can play online.
Yeah. Battlefield's like that, and I play Gran Turismo, like, a lot.
Yeah, you got that little wheel, dude. You got the wheel out?
It fucks up my shoulder.
The $800
yeah.
wheel?
Yeah, I can't. Well, I have like already like latent shoulder issues, but using that wheel makes it worse. It exacerbates
it. Now you're never going to be a fucking Formula One driver.
I know, man. That's the reason, because of my fucking injuries. Because I'm wounded.
Fuck, dude. What's going to be your next career after this, dude?
This?
Yeah, if it's not going to be...
Nickelodeon kids coordinator.
Yeah. Literally Dan Schneider.
I'll change my name.
I demand to be... My job title be Dan Schneider.
Nick Mullen, senior Dan Schneider at Nickelodeon.
I'm credited as that on the shows I come up with.
Yeah,
it's going to be funny how bad their shows are going to be now. Nickelodeon's are gonna have like a ratings tank because like that guy who fucked all the children still just produced hits.
Yeah,
so they're
he was good at it. Yeah.
He was magic very good touch. At his job, but he had sex with children.
Right,
so
right. Which they had is to get rid of him.
And they think like, well, no, we'll figure it out. And then the next show is about like it's a girl and she's on Twitter and like you know her and her friends are like you're in a band together. Yeah, and it's like all the same ingredients, but it just doesn't fucking work.
Right. What if that's what makes you a good child actor?
Of course.
It definitely does. Because it makes you more raw, and that's what you need to be a good actor.
Yeah. He's, I mean, say what you want about Dan Schneider. The man's an artist. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know who else fucked weird? Rimbaud, you know?
So true.
John Rambo?
John Rambo. Yeah.
I don't know.
When he was gunning down the Vietnamese.
Dan Schneider was the guy he knocked up the man.
That French poet that had sex with men and then quit doing poetry at like 21.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Rimbaud. That's cool. So didn't they all have sex with men? Isn't that what you have to do to be a poet?
Yeah, you're not a poet unless you fuck.
There's no like straight guy poet except for Bruce Springsteen. He's the only one.
Yeah, that's true.
He's the only straight
Robert
guy.
I really don't fuck with poetry.
Robert Frost.
I don't
poetry
like poetry
sucks
either.
My dick.
Yeah,
I agree.
It sucks. Yeah.
I give it's me like, some narrative. You know what I'm saying?
It's like either make it a song or make it longer and make it a story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
and
I'm
then
saying?
They have those bullshit poems that are basically narratives, but they just put like they put
weird line
enter.
Breaks.
Yeah, they hit enter at random places. It's like, okay, that's
about how about Brohms? And it's like, what's up, bitch? Let me see your pussy. Let me see your legit crucial pussy.
Who's that? Yeah, who's good. That Instagram girl that people were shitting on a while ago? Rupi Kapoor or something?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, like, poopy, nice. Filthy pussy. From smell very bad. I am from smell very bad. My family has come here to do poetry.
Have you guys watched that documentary about that sex cult, that fuck cult?
Aren't all cults?
No, it was like an Indian sex cult that went to Oregon or something.
Ooh,
and everyone's fucking sucking.
Dark ass nipples.
Oh, cool. And just, they were, yeah. Somebody, you can see her nipples in one of them. This girl named Sheila. You can see her dark ass nips. It's just some old ass Indian guy with a long ass beard and he just fucked.
Where my brown girls at?
Mm-hmm.
Go off.
Yep. Roll call. Roll call. Dark ass nipple. Roll call.
Let's get in formation.
Show us those Hershey.
Have you got dark ass
darks.
Nipples? Yeah. Call in now.
Hershey kisses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you guys seen it though? It's good.
No.
You should watch it so we can talk about
it. I love cult shit though. I love it. I just watched the Louis Theroux Scientology movie.
Oh,
it's great.
I haven't seen that. No. Yeah.
I tried looking for his like In America series or his like that series that he
Only
did.
Which in one? America.
America.
10 years ago, the one that was like the Black Nationalists and the bodybuilders.
Oh no, that's Weird Weekends.
Weird Weekends.
Yeah. I think some of them are on Netflix, or they were on Netflix.
I went looking for it, and I couldn't find it.
The Black Nationalist one is hilarious.
The Black Nationalist one is the best one.
It's so funny. Yeah. And what's his name?
Tom Jones. That's the funniest line. It's like you couldn't write a scene funnier than that.
Oh, when he's asking who's black.
Who's black?
Yeah, Beethoven.
Black. He's like, positively black. Without question. Yeah.
Beethoven.
And he goes, Cleopatra. And he goes, she looked black, but she was white.
Yeah, because she was trifling.
Cleopatra was Greek, actually. Thank you very much.
She was trifling.
Don't take our ugly bitches of history, dude.
Was she Greek?
Yeah, she was.
She
was married
Egypt?
To Mark Anthony, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm. And then he married Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
Mark Anthony's got some bangers, some secret bangers.
He's one of the Miami
She was married to one of the Greeks.
She what?
Was it Mark Anthony?
Yeah, she was.
Marcus Aurelius, maybe?
I don't know.
Mark Anthony, she was...
Ptolemy?
She played him, I think. She played Mark Anthony.
Did she?
Yeah.
What?
No, she was like... She gave him the good pussy, and then he put the pussy on the pedestal. And then
number one mistake.
Nah, you can't be out here feeling anything for these bitches.
Yep. No, man. I've never had an emotion towards a woman.
Especially not these Cleopatra.
These Cleopatra. Yep.
If that bitch got a pyramid,
you better
nut and tip your hat to strut right out that fucking door, baby.
Cleopatra's ugly as shit. Have you seen that
IRL?
Have you seen that, they found, her skull or some shit, and she's just, a busted-ass motherfucker?
Damn, dude, this bitch got an ugly skull.
Yeah. Oh!
You can tell what a person's face is, I guess.
Yeah.
Science is truly amazing. Neil deGrasse Tyson, shout out to him. He did it personally. But yeah, everyone in history that was, hot was probably ugly as shit, dude. It just means, they didn't smell they weren't having diarrhea at the time, constantly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what made a hot person.
They took a bath every 6 months.
Yeah, exactly. They had access to, linen.
Wiping their ass.
Yeah,
that's
They
true.
Rubbed oils on their fucking filthy pussies.
Yeah, I would have smashed, though.
For sure.
I'd still smash.
For sure, dude.
Just to say,
Well, there's something about that power, powerful pussy.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, Cleopatra invented Kegels.
Ayn Rand. She used to get
now
dick.
That's a fine bitch.
She used to get dick because she was so powerful.
Atlas fucked. That was the original title. Atlas Fucked was the original title.
Atlas Smashed.
Yeah, Ayn Rand, he put the whole world in Ayn Rand's pussy.
It's about a guy that runs a train.
Do you think that's a hook for autistic guys to get into
libertarianism?
She made a train book?
That's sort of like a chicken and the egg sort of thing.
Yeah,
is it about trains?
It is.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, there's one about architecture, the Fountainhead. Well, not about architecture, but the guys.
Give me head fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, but she was she had a cult of 24-year-old grad students that she used to keep around. And just one of the tenets of...
Service that puss?
Mm-hmm. One of the tenets of objectivism or whatever is that there's no such thing as aesthetic beauty. It's all intellectual beauty.
Oh, my God. I wonder why she came up with that.
Yeah, so this old-ass nasty Russian
girl. She looks like you with a
girl.
Wig.
Yeah, exactly. She looks worse. I'm sorry. I mean, I'll take a lot of comparisons, but I won't take that one. Yeah. But yeah, so Alan Greenspan was one of those guys.
Wait.
Yeah. He ate her pussy.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Alan Greenspan?
Yeah, she raped Alan Greenspan.
That's the whole thing. She learned that she would have to suck dick so good to get her pussy eaten.
Yeah.
That's the free market, dude.
That's objectivism.
That's the free market, dude.
Yeah.
It's because you want to objectify something.
Yep. Yeah. Objectify that vulnerable grad student.
Shouts out to her for figuring out a way to get dick.
Despite
looking fucking
dude, that's
horrific.
A pimp.
That's
got
to be gotta be the hardest thing in the world to be an ugly woman trying to figure out how to get dick. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's like, oh, well, women could just fuck whoever they want. And it's sort of. You know?
Yeah, it's like a bell curve thing.
Yeah,
I think.
Oh, I saw a guy.
Because it's if you're ugly enough that you can't just go out and fuck. There's women like that that are busted enough that it's like they couldn't just go out and be like somebody fuck me.
They could, but it would be a horrific.
It would be
man.
Like a you.
No, not like me. It would. I'm very cute. I'm very charming.
And then, but But like, it's
he's
not like,
be like, I'm sad because I just had sex with
woman,
you. Sorry,
that woman doesn't have that woman doesn't have the option of like just making a bunch of money and being successful and then like fucking. But on top of that, she also doesn't have the option of just raping people,
right,
which like men
which
still have that.
Yeah.
It's like, look, I'm an ugly guy.
It's a viable option.
It's on the table.
I'm an ugly guy. You know, it's like making a bunch of money thing to attract women didn't work. It's like, I guess I can hold them down and fuck them against their will. Women don't have that choice ever.
Right. Well, they could. I mean, Adam could probably be raped by a woman.
Yeah, probably.
A strong woman.
No, you haven't, dude.
A strong woman could hold you down and suck your cock.
I have.
Till it gets hard.
Yeah.
And then slide that big, ugly pussy on top of your little ass dick.
Yeah. That sounds
against
hot.
Your will, and you're like, fuck my putty. Yeah. shove a like, shit dick in my putty,
like
mommy.
Someone takes like a wet rain jacket off and hangs it up backwards on the coat rack.
Just sounds like gack.
I'll be right back. I'm going to get that cereal.
What cereal? The puffins?
They don't like you eating.
No, don't eat on Mike, dude. Oh,
but I want that cereal.
Just eat it. It'll
I
be
want
a
another cup of coffee.
Cumtown is brought to you by the Puffins Peanut Butter Cereal.
They're so good.
They're really good. And every one you eat goes money to Africa or something.
It's like Tom's shoes.
Yeah. It helps those African penguins.
Yeah, they force feed those penguins cereal.
I saw a guy waiting for the G train reading Shrill by Lindy West, and he was perfect. Yeah. I mean, he looked exactly like...
He was sexy as shit?
No, he was just like all fupa and like facial hair and like just looked like he was about to cry constantly. It was pretty cool.
Could you beat him up?
Yeah, I think he was strangely large though. I think he was like 6'6". It was weird.
So you saw Elvis?
Like, yeah. He looked like sort of, you know, in that movie, Bedazzled.
Adam will never be able to beat anybody up.
I could beat someone up.
No, you could.
Name a person you think he could beat up.
Barron Trump.
No, he would beat you up. He's
no,
tall.
He wouldn't, dude.
He's tall and
he had
retarded.
A growth spurt, but yeah, I could beat him up. Oh, he does have the strength. That's true. Mm-hmm. Okay, I couldn't beat up Barron Trump.
And he's got that famous Trump will to
that's
never
true.
Quit.
Yeah, he's like 10 years old and like 6'6".
He would fuck your ass up.
He's big. Yeah. My girlfriend has
that autistic
on
strength.
Yeah. Yeah, you couldn't beat him up.
I could beat up, maybe
John Leguizamo. Do you think you'd beat up John Leguizamo?
No way.
Yeah,
for sure not.
I met him once.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, what was so it? Jealous.
On a plane.
On a plane?
Yeah. I told him that The Pest is my favorite movie. It was I was on the way to summer camp on the East Coast.
And you were like, and he was like, hey, pal, now you're being a pest.
No, he was like, I'm trying to sleep, bro.
Nick, put your phone away, please.
I'm just paying attention.
No,
to the pornography.
The Pest. Are you watching porn during the show?
I'm watching porn on my phone.
Wait, wasn't there an episode where you were looking at porn that you wouldn't let me look at?
Yeah, probably. Actually, can I see that porn, Nick?
No, please. Let me see. Nick, I just want to feel included.
All right, I'm back.
What kind of porn was it?
Nothing. I wasn't looking at porn.
You're a fucking liar, dude.
I'm lying.
He was looking at Julia doing bicep curls.
Dude, it started off as a joke, but I would so fuck Julia.
Would you let her
at this point?
You'd let her sit on your face?
Of course.
Yeah. You'd let her
do pull-ups. Here's what Nick wants. She wraps her thighs around his face while he's eating
a
pussy.
It's not,
she's doing pull-ups up and down while he's eating her body.
She literally has Chun-Li thighs.
Hold on. Yeah. It has nothing to do with her.
I know. You said
it before.
She's a freak.
Not even that. It's just like I kind of have low standards anyways. So it's like she's like got a pretty face and a flaw, which is like her weird body and the fact that she's, you know,
I don't know if that's a flaw.
A power plant that she grew up in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she could fuck you up.
She's going to get like...
She could rape you.
Today, I make another video blog for my fans out there. Please, thank you for watching.
Do you guys like those videos where a woman smashes a watermelon with her thighs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like those. There's one famous one where I really looked to see if the woman did any other kind of pornography, and she had not. So
she was a first-time amateur.
You know when you get like a booger in your
big
mouth
ass titties.
That makes its way in there from your nose?
Yeah. Through your throat?
Did you just blow them on
No.
Maybe it's just this dried shit on my
lips. I know when I get it in my mouth because I'm eating it.
Damn, bodies are so gross. You know?
They really are.
Everybody's disgusting. Body, like when you don't wipe for like weeks and then you get like a dreadlock in your ass.
Yep. No one
has. I don't know about that.
Everybody has that. It's an experience we all deal with.
Never happened to me once.
And then you
clean my ass pretty
that
good.
One love experience.
Yep.
When I'm Bob Marley?
Yeah, when I'm the fucking Zion Lion in the bathroom.
Your ass is Rasta?
Yeah.
A lion?
My turds come out and land from on Zion. The seat because of being... to go through the hammock of dreaded head is my ass crack.
Your ass is homophobic for some reason.
Oh, yeah, that's the ultimate way to prevent being fucked in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dreadlock.
Just in prison, and I'm like, I'm being bent over, and they're like, we're going to fuck this guy's ass. And they're like, what the fuck? I'm like, that's right, motherfucker.
Dingleberry dreadlocks.
I've never wiped once. Ever in my life.
Yeah, if we're ever going to go to jail, that's the first thing we do. We stop wiping our asses.
Do you remember in like middle
very
school?
Very fibrous food.
I was like in a photography class in high school, and this guy was like, I think I would fill my ass with concrete. And I remember laughing so hard at that guy's friend. He's like, I would just put concrete in my ass. And let him try in there. You
can't. That's what we did to Icy to get her fixed.
You filled her pussy with concrete?
Yeah, cement. Rubber cement. So
oh,
those
really?
Doggy dicks, that lipstick
bounce
just bounces
back.
Off. Boing, yeah. Boing, boing, boing,
boing, boing. How about bongcrete? You know what I'm talking about? You get high on the sidewalk.
Is that what bongcrete is? Just getting high on the sidewalk?
Nick's off that, Nick, you didn't tell the fans.
Oh, yeah,
you're off that CBD,
CBD
baby.
Oil on account of my bad ticker.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, he's
you are a little chilled out. I
my
see.
Bone ticker. Out, no, I didn't smoke any today. I haven't
smoke
had coffee.
You vape it?
Yeah.
My little brother was on that shit.
Somebody gave me a pen.
Yeah. Those are. I like a CBD pen.
Yeah.
Can
In
you
fact,
feel
maybe
it?
I'll
I can't
some.
Really feel it.
Where'd
you
yeah,
get
I
it from?
Feel, what's that?
Where'd you get it from?
Somebody had one already.
I'm gonna buy one. No, I feel
an
chilled out.
An associate of mine.
I feel zoned out. Luis Gomez.
No.
And
Lewis just smokes blunts.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't imagine.
I smoke eight blunts a day.
I don't understand people that like smoke weed, but then also do the CBD oil. It's
yeah,
like,
it bounces out. It's
well,
stomach.
He does Adderall too, so you can't really feel the weed that much. Yeah.
Who Lewis does?
Yeah,
yeah, dude. I'm
no,
like,
I need it for my damn heart. I'm trying to get my blood pressure back in line.
Is it good for blood pressure? CBD? Or
supposedly
is it good
that
to relax.
Dark chocolate. I'm gonna go get a nice little dark chocolate bar after this. And then check my blood pressure, go to the gym and see what it says.
I went to the gym today, boys.
I'm taking longer hot showers, too.
Ooh, hot
does
showers,
lower
does
it?
Well, temporarily it'll lower your blood pressure, but raise your heart rate. Because when you heat the outside of your body, your blood vessels dilate and your heart rate increases and your blood pressure drops.
Interesting. Oh.
But it might have like a rebound effect.
Ooh. What's some other good fixes?
So
I feel
cheating.
Like I haven't checked in a while, but I'm guessing I have very high blood pressure because I've been eating like shit for the last 2 months.
Well, Nick has an app.
Yeah, I have an app on my phone.
App.
Wait, how do you measure it?
I went to the Apple store and I got one of those like blood pressure. There's a monitor that goes on your arm.
Whoa.
And it fills up and then
so
it just uses Bluetooth to send shit to your phone.
So this has been a blessing. You get to get new tech.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You are reviewing on the podcast, so it's technically.
Do you want
a
bionic heart?
Well, how about this? It's a fucking medical expense because I
there
have
you go.
Hypertension,
yeah.
So I can write it off for that.
Can you can write off medical shit?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, all
I didn't
medical
know
shit.
That.
Yeah, your tooth is tax deductible.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't
write
anything off this year.
I mean, you should let Patrick know that you had to get a series of surgeries.
That's for next year's taxes, though.
Yeah, it happened this year.
Whatever. Damn, I got to run off my medical expenses, like my penis shrinking surgery.
Mm-hmm. How much did you pay for that, though?
$4 million.
I thought that was
free.
Really?
Yeah, it was so fucking heavy and dense.
Yeah, well, they had to bury all the extra fat in the where they put all the Ground Zero trash out in Jersey.
Why the fuck does your cock get fatter, man? It's unfair.
Like, if you get fat?
I've talked about this before, I think.
But yeah.
Why do titties get bigger when you're fatter?
They get
bigger. And asses get bigger. Why don't dicks get bigger
tits
when you
get
fatter?
Bigger in a shitty way, though. It's
no,
so
not always.
I love when, like, a fat girl is always like, it's like, you know, because I got these big boobs. And it's like, I mean, they're resting on your giant stomach.
No.
You maybe technically have big tits.
Well, here's the thing. I carry my weight.
They're like small tits sitting on top of a man's breast.
I used to have a bus driver in middle school whose tits were so big, she was just literally driving a bus. With her tits. It was incredible. Miss V.
Did she ever molest you?
No, but she used to get really mad about roughhousing.
Stop putting your fingers in Adam's boy pussy.
No, that was not the kind of roughhousing we were doing.
You just have a note from your dad that says it's an asshole.
Yeah. Call it his ass. I don't care if you finger him.
It's his man ass.
Call it his man's ass.
Yeah.
And if you make him eat turds, call them turds, not shit dicks.
Yeah, that my dad did do that.
He said that.
Yeah, that's something that he said.
Oh fuck, dude.
Sarah's texting me.
Sarah Armour?
Yeah.
I just saw her yesterday on the show.
Yeah, she said she wants to hang out, but like
she wants to hang.
I'm not a schedule guy.
Yeah.
I'm not a do things guy, you know? Mm-hmm.
You're certainly not. Especially even when we have like things to do, you don't schedule them.
Yeah, yeah.
You just gotta
kinda just all show up.
Yeah. Why don't you schedule me sucking your dad's dick?
Mm-mm. That has to be spontaneous.
Put it on the Google Cal.
I will.
Didn't we have a shared Google Cal for a week or something?
Yeah, it was kind of nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
We do have some stuff cooking. Actually, we've all persevered being lazy, and we might have some dates.
Oh yeah, in the fall, guys, live dates out in the beautiful United States.
So
look out for that if you're in some of America's premier largest cities.
About the poo United States.
Is it just shit?
Yeah, this country is shit.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. We're going to Dayton, Ohio.
The poo KKK United States.
Oh, whoa, that's dude. Got a political message. I see that.
Yeah.
That's good.
I mean, America with 3 Ks is the dumbest shit anyone's ever
who
come up with.
Ice Cube came up with that, yeah. America.
I'm sure he didn't come up with it, but...
Yeah.
It's like the dumbest. It's so stupid.
I think the first time they came out with it, it was pretty good.
Probably.
It's like the night is young. The first time someone said that must have been cool, dude.
The night is young.
The night is young.
Yeah, cool.
You must have felt the first guy who said that.
No, if I had never heard that and someone said that to me, I would be
boo. Yeah, yeah. No, that's because you don't like, you don't have a sense of, remember, you don't dream to imagine.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
You
don't have, who said that?
I did.
You don't dream.
You don't have a sense of fucking.
What do you do? Taxes in your dreams?
It's going to be great when they have like a fat statue of you outside an elementary school. Yeah, you have to dream to imagine the Stavros Halkia school for kids that were too stupid to get into regular special education.
No, they have to be both fat and stupid. Yeah, thank you very much.
Seven periods of lunch. One period of the teacher is drunk, so we're going to watch Price is Right.
That sounds fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah.
I'm about to fucking make a Stavros Halkia's home for exceptionally fat.
The home for the criminally retarded.
we need to bring that term back.
Illegal. Yeah.
Fuck you, Joker. You'll never get me, Batman. You're never going to catch me.
Get me out of this ball pit. How do I get out of this maze?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
It's just a straight hallway.
Oh, fuck. He keeps slipping on fucking 100 grand wrappers that the Joker has eaten and left. Mm-hmm. You know?
Damn, I really want another cup of coffee.
So get it.
Cup of Joe?
I want one cup of coffee. This has been a rough...
Right.
How many days without coffee?
3 days?
3 days now.
Damn.
Can you make more coffee, please?
Wow. Wow.
Dasha.
Only if you want
Thank
them.
You, Dasha.
Thank you, Making Dasha.
Coffee. We're really sorry you have Adam in your life.
Sorry you have to live in this beautiful brownstone.
He makes you fucking do shit like this.
Yeah, after I make you a beautiful dinner and some beautiful, give you beautiful kisses.
Yeah, Adam and his little cookbook that he got.
Yeah. The Miyazaki cookbook.
I'm still mastering Japanese home cooking.
Are you?
Yeah. It's on pause, but I'm gonna by the end of this year I'm gonna be a master Japanese home
no,
chef.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am, dude.
You've never mastered anything.
Chef Morimoto said I could do it.
You've never
He's
mastered,
an iron chef.
And you never will master anything in your life.
I've mastered some things.
What's one thing you've mastered?
Criminal manipulation. I mastered
What's criminal manipulation. Like you keep a secret, yeah. You know. Don't tell your parents about.
No,
this.
I can't keep secrets. That's the one
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that's
I can
true.
Do.
Yeah, you'd be the guy molesting children, then you tell everyone, and that's how you get caught.
You didn't hear it from me.
Yeah. Speaking of secrets, I know that there's a son of a famous person that listens to this podcast.
Yeah.
Who is it?
I just want to say, fuck you.
Tag Romney.
Yeah. Tag the retard one?
No,
that's
Trig.
That's Trigger. Trigger Palin, yeah.
Trigger Palin, right?
Yeah, I love
Nego
that.
Palin.
That one is really like.
That is not. Yeah. That one is
like, it's not technically close, but it feels bad.
It feels wrong. Yeah, it feels pretty wrong.
I didn't say it. I just said,
sounds like a guy with a speech impediment saying it.
I said Nigo Mortensen, and then you decided what to do with that.
That was Adam.
I was thinking like, you know, like an alternate universe Viggo Mortensen. It just says like a, he's like a Darkwing Duck, Negaduck character.
Oh, but that one, Negaduck is...
Yeah, that's wild.
That's tough too.
Especially because I thought Darkwing Duck was black.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm.
So they can both be black.
But this
the implication isn't that they're different races. It's that Negaduck is a criminal and Darkwing Duck is a private investigator.
Oh, like the Chris Rock bit. The classic. Yeah. You got two different types.
You got Darkwing Ducks and Negaduck.
Yep.
Every time a Darkwing Duck want to have a good time.
They just target
Negaduck show up.
Yep. Now that bit makes sense to me. Now I have something to relate to understand the comedy stylings of Chris Rock.
I'm just annoyed that you're sitting here pretending like you watched Darkwing Duck when all of this is explained on the show.
You know, I don't remember Darkwing Duck.
I was
sorry.
I don't retain anything.
And Launchpad was mentally retarded.
Launchpad was Baloo in the plane?
No. No, Baloo is Baloo.
Yeah.
Launchpad is a different character.
But he was like his co-pilot Launchpad or something?
McQuack. Launchpad McQuack, he's the pilot on Darkwing Duck. He's also the pilot on DuckTales.
Yeah. I was always a little offended that they chose to make Scrooge McDuck a Scottish person, not a Jewish person. Yeah.
Well, his name is McDuck.
I know, but he should have, you know. He was swimming.
Been Duckowitz.
He was swimming.
Scrooge
in those
Duckowitz.
Pennies.
Scrooge Duckburg.
Yeah.
Schmooge.
Schmooley Duckburg.
Yeah.
Oh, Huey, Dewey, and Louie, my beautiful nephews.
He's such strong boys. Yeah.
Geez, Uncle Scrooge, can we have a quarter?
No.
Never. You can have a job at my company, though, and we'll pretend like you earned it.
An unpaid internship. Yeah.
Fucktail.
Yeah,
suck
dude.
My
no
dick.
Coffee's rough, man. It's hard to
that
sit
sucks,
here.
That sucks, dude.
Talk
I love it.
Hour.
Honestly, it is one of the pure joys of my life.
I even had coffee too.
I don't want to sound like Mark Maron, but I wake up.
Pow!
And pow, I shat my pants.
Pow, I just came in my pants. Pow.
Can we have coffee?
What if
what
Mark
was that
Maron,
coffee called?
Just coffee.
No, is that his. Pow, I just...
Yeah, that's Mark Maron's one. Okay. But what if he shits his pants, then he has to go do an interview with Obama with his pants full
so
of turds.
True.
Remember that SNL sketch, Oops, I Crap My Pants?
Yeah, that was hilarious.
That was such a good sketch.
That was when SNL was doing the real pure stuff.
Let's imagine that this diaper is your diaper, and this gallon of iced tea is a gallon of your feces.
That was hilarious. Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, the commercials in the 90s that they did were awesome.
Yeah,
The one where Will Ferrell was just mean to dogs. It was like a dog training thing where he was just like verbally abusing dogs.
I just remember Robert Goulet, and he says the N-word as Robert Goulet.
Oh, yeah.
He
sketch.
Says it. I forgot. Yeah, when he does a bit, Papa, I love it when you call me big. Papa.
Yeah, he drops.
Put your hands in the air.
Yeah, and then
yeah, people used
N-word.
To know how to have fun.
Yeah.
Before all these woke characters got online.
So true.
Schlitz gay beer. That was
might be my favorite.
That was incredible.
That was so fucking good.
Yeah. And then that was like, I think probably the first time for a lot of boys in our generation that were like, does that gap fat? Yeah, gap fat.
Yes. Gap fat was so funny.
That was great too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
What was that ball that had like 100 like the horrible side effects? That shit was awesome too.
The Wonder Ball.
Yeah. Just like it was such a quick commercial. Then they just have like.
Nick's new thing is stabbing me with knives. You were doing that at dinner the other night.
Yeah.
You're like making a point by like stabbing me in the arm.
How was dinner, boys? I'm sorry I was in a story.
You were there. At pizza.
You ate all of the pizza.
Yesterday.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, Nick just came over to hang. Yeah. I made a spaghetti bolognese.
Stir crazy. Sat in my apartment all night playing Danny Boy on the piano.
That's so funny. That is so funny. Just to think of you alone,
Nick, fucking playing, high blood pressure,
playing Danny Boy. That is so funny.
Cat.
The pipes are playing. The things that happen when I spend too much time alone. Pretty funny.
Well, you were sending us clips of HBO softcore porn.
Alone.
Yeah, why not?
That clip was very funny. Yeah, the way he was simulating sex from behind.
So low. Yeah, yeah. You sit around watching softcore porn, playing Danny Boy. You know, having a night with your high
blood
pressure.
We got to get the band together, finally, dude. I know. I've been out of town, but Nick and I did buy $1,000 of music equipment.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you guys did.
We do have to sort of...
I want to buy a really expensive tambourine.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the sexy tambourine
boy. I might get a real piano when Amber moves out.
Oh,
a fucking baby grand.
You could actually get them for free.
Yeah.
On Craigslist all the time, because people don't want to move them, so you just hire piano movers.
Yeah.
Because it, like, costs money to move
a piano in
New York City. Jonah brought a piano into his apartment. I think he got two guys.
Could we do it?
He's in a walk-up. He said it was like three dudes, and they pretty much finessed it up the stairs one stair at a time.
We could do that.
And I think one of them threw up afterwards.
I've been going,
no, I mean, I had to bring that oven up the stairs, and that was, you didn't help at all.
I did help.
Yeah,
Adam did nothing.
Really, Adam did absolutely nothing. Max helped, and
I brought
the backup.
Another oven up to the third floor a couple months ago, and that was.
But it was a light. It was an easy.
No,
oven.
It was also like
an. It was an easy bake oven that you had.
No,
that
like
you put in your ass.
And his boy pussy.
And that's not true. It did look fun that girls got to bake. It did. I'm gonna say that.
No, for boys,
fun.
They had that like. I remember it was like
science experiments.
Yeah, where they could make the bugs.
You make bugs.
Remember that?
But they're like gummy bugs.
Yeah, they're gummy bugs. Yeah. It was like a mad scientist.
I did want an easy bug. That looked fun. Yeah,
I had a little cooking set as an infant. Like as a one-year-old, they got me like a little Fisher-Price cooking shit.
Yeah.
That was my,
and then you ate it.
Shit, dude. Yeah,
that's
then
so
I ate all
funny.
The plastic
like,
pieces.
He's going to be fat. We already know.
We can tell by his calves.
They're raising him fat.
Look how sad your dog looks.
My dog has depression. Yeah.
She knows its owner is a bitch.
No, she has depression because she was.
She wants an alpha to look up to.
She knows
she's got
I'm
nothing.
An alpha pack leader. She knows.
Absolutely.
She respects me as an alpha pack
she
leader.
She does not.
She does.
She's sad that
she
you're
does. You know how I did it? I showed her a gun the first day I had her, and I pointed it right towards her dog pussy. I said. We were watching The Sopranos last night when Nick came over the episode where they find out Vito's gay.
Yeah. Oh, what a fuck!
And Paulie says, "I'm gonna stick my gun right up." He said, basically, Paulie said that what he wanted to do was put a gun in Vito's ass,
which
and
is
that
gay.
Would that would treat that would.
I just love the way Vito's dressed at the club. He looks like Gario.
It's so funny, yeah.
Gario leather. Gario is gay Wario, not Vito. Gay Mario.
No.
Vito as the leather daddy.
Gario replaces Wario as gay Mario because really the opposite of Mario's whole thing is like fucking some princess.
That prince pussy.
Whereas Gario wants to fuck a queen. You know what I mean?
He is a queen. Anyone?
Yeah, he wants to fuck a queen in the club. So he's got like a little leather daddy outfit. Mostly looks exactly the same as Wario.
Yeah.
Except his hat's made out of leather.
Wario is gay. Also. Yeah, it's just Wario. It's Wario when he's not on the clock.
Yeah, Wario's. Yeah.
You know him in Waluigi Fuck.
Of course. We're vilifying homosexuals, you know.
Because they really are like the gay body type versions of Mario and Luigi.
Well, their body types
they're
are the
twinkier.
Same.
No, Wario is way twinkier than Luigi. Luigi is
he's smaller.
More stout.
Yeah.
And Wario is fatter and rounder and not. Like, Mario is like me. A stout, athletic,
no,
fat man.
No, I don't know. Mario's
and Wario
a little bit
slimmer. Is an obese mess. Whereas me and Mario are
that
like
would be
strong,
good. You
stout
and Eldest
guys.
This year? Halloween?
Eldest could never be Luigi.
Why not? He's taller than you?
No.
He's too, more agile?
He's too fat to be Luigi.
No, he's Luigi.
He's too fat to be Luigi.
No, if you guys did Mario and Luigi, it'd be so cute.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
If you guys did Wario and Waluigi.
I know what you're saying. No, he's
man,
too fat.
Man, we have this conversation a lot on the show.
Yeah, it's probably be
me and Eldest being different kinds of things. That one is fat and short and one is tall. We've done.
We did the M&Ms. The M&Ms, yeah.
There's probably a few more. What else?
Abbott and Costello.
Sure.
That's a good. Mm-hmm. But what's fat and what's a tall, but and then less fat, but still fat.
Yeah.
There's nothing that really nails except the M&M's.
So really, Bison, man.
The M&M's. How about really like a magic eight ball and a lava lamp?
Okay, yeah.
Actually,
I don't think this guy's shaped like a lava lamp.
He is. He's got a lava lamp body. Yeah. Oh, I imagine his internals are similar looking.
He's a groovy guy.
A Kava lamp.
Bright red from all the fucking Cheetos.
Oh, people are really mad at you, Stav, for saying Andre the Giant was alive during World War One.
Did you say that?
I've made a lot of mistakes on this show. So
when?
Hey, guess what? Suck my fucking dick. I don't give a fuck when Andre the Giant was born.
Yeah. First of all, fucking nerds. Facts are just things that I say.
Yeah, it's true.
It's not that real events as you believe them to have happened. I'm the journalist. You are the fucking peon.
Hey, how about this? I'm doubling down. He was fucking born during World War One. Stuck my dick.
Yeah, in France.
In France.
In
some
a trench.
Some author would drive him to school, I remember.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
That's what I'm basing this off of. I read some fucking Facebook article that's like, you'll never believe who drove Andre the Giant to school.
Dr. Seuss.
It was someone. I don't know.
Dr. Scholl.
Roald Dahl?
It was Roald Dahl. Yeah, he drove him in a big ass peach.
What a dumbass name.
That Roald Dahl autobiography where he talks about losing half his nose in a car accident?
No.
It's intense.
He's British, right?
Reading as a kid, yeah. And then maybe I'm like confusing different stories. It might have been the Andre the Giant autobiography.
Yeah.
But I remember. Yeah, he like describes his like sister driving in a car, and they used to have like plate glass for the windshield. So,
oh,
like,
damn.
She hit something. There's no seatbelts. He went through the windshield and it fucking sliced his goddamn nose off his face.
Fuck.
So it's just hanging on by a thread of
skin. Are you fucking kidding?
Yeah.
He has to look at his nose dangle?
Yeah, just like as a child reading that. It was like so intense.
Fuck.
I remember, I think there was something else in there about a guy breaking his arm, and back then, like, they couldn't set it, so, like, they just had a strong man, like, rip his arm off.
Or
maybe they had a strong man
pull
on the compound fracture until the doctor could reset it.
Oof. Jesus Christ, dude.
And again, I don't remember if this was actually in the book or these are just things I imagined.
I don't think any
child
of this happened, but yeah.
These scenarios I came up with while drawing swastikas in my textbooks.
Were you a swastika kid?
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Every fucking book.
I mean, I was definitely a dick kid for sure.
I was swastika kid for sure.
I drew dicks in every.
Everybody's drawing that S thing. I'm like, check out this S thing.
Yep.
It's even better.
SS thing.
Yeah. You put two of them together.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah, Dasha drew a swastika at Bed Bath & Beyond yesterday.
That's what Beyond stands for. White nationalism.
Yeah, a beautiful, idyllic society with no fucking...
Oh, man, I've been getting back into... I went looking for it like a month ago, and I couldn't find it. Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction, hosted by originally James Brolin and then Jonathan Frakes.
I don't remember this.
Was that a show?
It was a show that was on, and I couldn't find it. And then I found it like 2 weeks
Brolin
ago.
Hosted it?
James Brolin.
Who's James Brolin?
Josh Brolin's dad.
Yeah, Barbara Streisand's husband. Yeah. Double A.
You know
beep,
he was
beep,
supposed
MCO.
To be. He was supposed to be No Country for Old Men. It was supposed to be him because it makes way more sense. It's old men, you know.
But Lewin as Llewellyn.
They accidentally sent it to his son. It was like a fucking error.
No way.
I swear to God. Yeah. This
Damn.
Is something
was
someone
this
told
also
me
in the Andre
time.
The Giant book?
Yeah, I read it in the
oh,
Andre
yeah,
the Giant
Oh, yeah, I
book.
Just looked it up.
Yeah.
It was Samuel Beckett used to drive him to school.
See? Yeah, that is who it was.
You're right.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Damn, Sam Shepard drove Hulk Hogan to school in Vichy, France.
They were both collaborators. They were both very anti-Jews.
Vichy, France is so funny that they were like, they found like, they were, that was like the Waluigi of France. They were like, oh yeah, we're just like the Nazi French people.
Yeah. We're also gay. We're still gay.
We love the outfits. Oh no, that's German. Sorry.
Yeah, good bit.
Sorry.
I'm a gay man who likes Nazis, but I not as the Jews.
Where did... Never mind.
Go ahead. No.
I don't know what I was going to say. I don't know why I was going to ask this question.
What are you
Where did
now,
Charles
Nick?
De Gaulle go? Like, when the Nazis took over France.
His baby mama's crib.
He went to England?
Algeria.
He went to North Africa?
He went to Algeria and fucked around with some, yeah. Hell, some dark,
yeah,
ass nipples.
Oh, yeah. Them hurt. Roll call.
Get information.
Where them dark nip babies at?
Yeah.
Let me.
Because then he came back after the war, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought wasn't he just in a different part of France?
The Nazis took over all of France.
If you're the generalissimo of France and you lose, he has to remove his little bean can hat and hand the turd that rests on his head over to the invading leader, which is the greatest shame in France. Lose your turd that your you turd keep on hat. Your hat.
This turd has been passed on to me.
They have a little furry toy poodle take a dump on their head, and when they first get their commission into the army, French army.
Mm, yes.
And if you ever lose that turd, you know
what happens?
That's it for you. They it's kill curtains, you? Baby.
Oh fuck!
Mm. Yeah,
they kill you.
Mm-hmm. It's like the REF. They have mustaches.
Mm-hmm.
In the
REF,
Air Force?
The Royal English Air Force.
Yeah.
That's how all those guys back. They all had like big ass mustaches.
Yeah, yeah.
You join like the REF or whatever.
Dude, we could be in that right now. All three of us have sick ass mustaches.
Yeah,
right
it's
now.
Mustache season for me.
I found that picture when I let my mustache get huge as shit.
Yeah, like,
it was cool.
An awesome,
yeah, it looked cool. Yeah, yeah.
I'm jealous. I have the worst facial hair of all time. But I got a little less mustache.
No, I
kind of
like
it.
How little your mustache is.
Yeah.
It really balances out your face.
Yeah, my also
like
little,
your glasses.
You look,
my
like
strong,
that, you look like that drawing of Downs Jones.
My
that
strong jaw.
No, yeah, fucking, it does.
Your jaw is literally
beautiful.
It just had part of it removed.
Yeah, it was too strong. It was overgrowing.
Yeah.
That's how fucking masculine my jaw was.
Yeah.
They were like, your fucking shit is too chiseled.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got to take a little
breasts.
Tutor.
That's how masculine.
Yeah, that's why Leno.
I love titties so much, I was growing a little titty in my jaw, dude.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Leno was thought of as super masculine.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Just a sexy motherfucker.
Because that chin.
That giant chin.
That giant
Every
chin.
Bitch wanted to get chinned down by Leno.
I can't believe... Like,
put your chin in my pussy,
like,
daddy.
Do you think Leno's got topped off a lot?
Yeah, I'm sure he fucked.
In the 70s?
Although he seems like a fucking loser. I don't know.
Do you think he fucks cars like that guy from TLC?
Yes, he does. He puts the exhaust pipe in his ass.
Chase and I are in a sexual relationship.
The guy with the little bear hat?
The guy that was fucking his car, Chase.
There's a lot
and
of,
yes,
a lot
it
of
is homosexual.
Somebody sent me this thing. Apparently people... I don't know. Sarah's sending me weird messages.
So don't fucking look, dude. You're on the clock, man.
I know I'm on the clock, but she's texting me while I'm trying to look up shit related to the show. Somebody sent me, I guess there's like a weird DeviantArt thing where people draw pictures of dragons fucking cars.
Oh, that's pretty tight.
Whoa, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Where does their dick go? Where does their dragon dick go?
I don't know. In between the seats.
Okay.
Like change.
Does it have a dragon pussy in the car?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I don't know.
Man.
I mean, I didn't really look into it. I just thought I'd say it.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a cool thing to put on
a dragon pussy in your car.
Dragon fucking a car.
Have you guys seen that one video on the internet of the where they put a pocket pussy on an exhaust pipe? Mm-hmm. And it looks awesome.
Don't draw on my phone.
I'm drawing exhaust.
Why are you drawing? They just drew a swastika on my phone. I'll leave it. Yeah. All right, fair enough. I'll
Hey, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, middle school, baby.
Take a picture of this. This is pretty funny.
I really hated swastika. Like, I was not a big fan of Nazis.
Well, no, swastikas was like...
You hated swastikas?
I was because they taught us that Nazis really fucked up. I didn't care about Jews.
They taught us that Nazis
were good. Well, that's
what
they taught Jews.
What the fuck are you talking about? Oh, I don't know. I just had like a really different upbringing where I was told that Nazis were bad.
No,
it's like when you hear a word is a bad word, and then you go to your bedroom and then you say it alone so you can feel like you're doing something bad.
Well, Nazis
that's
never,
what, like drawing a swastika.
Nazis never came to America, though. They really fucked our asses in Greece.
Yeah, they're bad.
They fucking came through. They really fucked shit up.
So did the CIA, brother.
That's true. They did.
Yeah.
They fucked up our fucking democratically elected
socialist
prime minister.
Hell,
and backed a fucking military coup.
A junta.
A junta. The junta. And they fucked Greece up.
We should have a junta on this show where
my
I
man was trying
a generalissimo.
Yeah, you can
never. Take over.
You're not strong enough.
I don't give a shit. I'm ready to retire anyways, baby. I'm ready to be like, you know, sort of the coach of the show.
Yeah, hell yeah. Emeritus, Professor Emeritus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck,
you know,
Fester.
You got tenure.
I'm a bit like a cut man, you know, I'm in the corner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I can't get in the ring anymore.
Say gook. Just whispering in her ears.
Yeah.
You gotta say gook to him, kid. You gotta say gook into the mic. Listen to me, kid. You got 8 more rounds here.
I don't think I can do it.
You got 12 more rounds here.
And it's slur.
You gotta say Nigo Mortensen, kid.
I don't wanna do it, man.
Look, they're coming. They're about to turn
can't
the show
I just
off.
Talk about it's gonna be my dad's cock.
It's gonna be lights out for you, kid, unless you fucking get in there and you say Nigo Mortensen.
What if I do a Rihanna song, but it's about sucking dick?
That's also good. Yeah. I mean, fucking, I don't know why I'm tired. You seem to have a pretty good grasp of what works here.
We suck dick in a homeless place.
Holy place.
In a whole place.
I fuck
my dad in a hopeless place. I suck my dad and I fucked his ass. I sucked the dad in a hopeless place. I held him down and I fucked his ass.
The one I like to do is, ooh, nah, nah, whoops, I'm gay. Whoops, I'm gay. Whoops, I'm gay. That one gets me.
Fuck, I was doing a really good one earlier today in my house, but I forgot it.
Yeah. I got the Mortal Kombat one. Got
oh, that's
yesterday.
It. Yeah.
Suck a penis. I'm a faggot.
There's so many you can throw
I'm
in there.
I'm a gay guy.
Sonya, Johnny Cage, Raiden,
that
Lou
is
Dobbs.
The Mortal Kombat song is like
Richard Simmons.
Is probably
Richard Spencer, Martin Shkreli, Sam Hyde, Pepe, Brendan Wardell.
I'm a faggot. I'm a faggot.
Okay. All right. The Mortal Kombat song has to be like the best example of hard style techno. Like that has to be like the most famous hard style techno song of all time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what my friend told me the other day? The song that's considered to be the best example of world music.
Darude Sandstorm.
Is the Halo load screen music.
That song is good, man.
Best
I'm
song
serious.
Ever.
I like that shit.
Somali folk song from Black Hawk Down.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best song in the world.
Tom Sizemore is just murdering people.
Just a silent chopper slowly rotating in the background as all your friends die.
Do you remember when Sting?
I love when
that?
The guys at the bodega sing along to those songs.
Yes,
the guy's
dude.
Like, 350, brother. Hi, Amanda. He's like, what the fuck is going on? I just have a stroke. But this is what is this song? What are the lyrics?
Do you remember the Sting song, Desert Rose?
Oh, yeah.
I dream of rain. LA.
You remember A-Rab Money by Busta Rhymes?
Of course. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Ooh, I'll get that A-Rab money.
This is not the same, but Punjabi MC, that was another
one. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hit me at the boogie with the ball again. Like, he's like my fucking little penis. Cause I'm fucking okay.
And then what's that other one? I forget it now.
Come on.
All right, well, that's the end of the show.
Okay, good night.
Should we plug anything?
Nah, nothing to plug.
Next Funny Moms is the 9th of April.
Oh, yeah,
we're going to play it early. Thanks for coming out. We changed the time, the day of, and
we
everyone.
Nikki Glaser for the next one.
Nikki Glaser's on the next one. I think someone else
is got a full female show then.
Yeah.
We got Aparna, Nikki Glaser,
don't tell them that. We want people to come out.
Three of the best comics.
We're doing lady comedy.
Yeah, so that's going to be a fucking great show then. Aparna, Nikki Glaser, Kate Willett, really good comics. And then actually the next one, it's gay guys. We got Tim Dillon and Mateo. So
actually, it's gay guys.
And Adam will be there also.
And then we're going to do...
So we're actually woke.
We're going to do...
Yeah, we are woke. All right, you guys are fun. Thank you. Good night.